Guide to Getting Married with Josh Withers.
It's all well and good to talk ideals and big dreams, but we need to take some action to make change in the world. In particular, in your world as you get married. So here's the definitive checklist on how to plan an intentional wedding. I've got to tell you, it's really exciting writing this book in public here on the blog and on the podcast. So please don't miss a chapter by subscribing. And if you find a typo and an error or something like that, a suggestion, jump in the comments on the blog. Rebels.guide is the website. How to have an intentional wedding. The path to an intentional wedding is light and airy. It's not supposed to be hard. That's my biggest gripe with the world today, that when you do the hard work of finding someone you really like and then you fall in love so much that you would want to marry them, the entire narrative is that it's hard, it's stressful, it's expensive, it's basically terrible. It's the narrative you read about, that you hear about, everyone parrots, that as you proceed through the steps of life, things just get harder. Getting married, hard. Having kids, hard. Buying a home, hard. Starting a business, hard. The truth is that all these things are hard if you're not walking your own path, living an authentic and vulnerable, hashtag buzzword, life in a community with people that love you and that you love. When you're freed of the burdens of keeping up with the Joneses and the Kardashians, and you make decisions as a couple, things aren't hard, they're just what they are, because you decided so. Take an example of hiking a mountain. If you've never climbed the mountain would be absolutely fine without you. But there are personal fitness gains to be had from the hike. It can be enjoyable. The view from the top will be unforgettable. And if you're doing it with friends, it'll be enjoyable. The unavoidable fact is that walking up a mountain can be tough on your body. But you've made the personal choice to embark on the adventure. It's not hard. It's just exactly what it is. A large amount of energy is required of you. I've got two daughters, and raising them is much like climbing a mountain. They require a lot of me, but they bring me so much joy and fulfillment, and they have certain requirements of Brit and I, but it's not hard being their dad. It is what it is because we decided to become parents. We were very, very intentional with this decision. They're IVF babies. As you embark on marriage, it's impossible to be married without getting married. So as you get married, make those decisions with intent, knowing they may require finance, energy, talking through decisions with your partner, but it's not hard. It's not stressful. It is what it is. The beautiful process of getting married. So, to have an intentional wedding, the steps ahead of you include these 8 steps. Number 1, figure out how people like you marry. What's important to the two of you when you marry? When people like you marry, what happens? Step 2. Assemble a team of people that can make that happen. From venue to photographer, celebrant, ice sculptor, figure out who you need to make what you want. But don't go locking in dates just yet. Step 3. Work out where in the world it should occur. Start with which country or state and then start narrowing it down. What matters with location? Do you want to make a getaway out of it or keep it close to home? Which kind of venues are available in that area? Are they the kind of place you'd like to marry? Step 4. Build a list of the people who absolutely have to be there to celebrate with you. No obligation guests, only the people that are contributing parties in your life. Jim from work doesn't have to come unless you'd like them to. Be intentional with each guest and who would accompany them. Step 5. Knowing the rough costs, after getting quotes and multiplying guest numbers by food and beverage costs. I'll never forget that with our wedding. We did a big guest list, and then Britt put the food and beverage quote in front of me. I think it was like $220 ahead, and she just put the calculator there and said, guest list, it was X times $220. I'm like, oh, maybe all those people don't have to come. So knowing the rough costs, work out when you can get married according to your current finances and your saving ability. Number 6, collaborate with your wedding creating team and your venue on available dates for everyone according to your financials. Just to track on that a little bit, you might have $10,000, say, for example, and maybe everything you want to do costs $30,000, so you need $20,000, you got $10,000, and you might be able to save $1,000 a week, just to be really rough. That means you can get married in 20 weeks. So that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Okay, step 7. Just book everyone in for that date. Start saving. Do your thing. Collaborate with your vendors to make it happen and look forward to the date. And step 8 is my favorite number one step. It's just the best step. Let your wedding happen to you. Now, in the coming chapters, we're going to explore these steps and the actual wedding planning in more detail. But the important takeaway today is that your expectations are in line with your realities and you chose a date last, not first. The next chapter is all about chill weddings and the problem with being so chill. But for today, jump on the blog, rebels.guide, and comment on this blog post. How do you think your wedding guests would respond if they received a wedding invite for a Tuesday wedding?
Find the rest of the Rebels Guide at the website, www.therebels.guide, and on social media at Hello Josh Withers. The Rebels Guide to Getting Married is created by Josh Withers. Music by Jeremiah Buzniak. This has been a Withers XYZ production. Unless you didn't like it, which is weird, because you're still listening.